All right. We're going to get into season 3, episode 10 of Love and Marriage DC. We got an appearance by Carmen. Oh, Carmen. I have some thoughts on Carmen. But let's just get into the episode and talk about it. Let's talk about it. And I thought in the last episode I was going to come across it in my notes, but I also have some thoughts on Quick. And I could be wrong. I could be totally wrong. But this is just something in my mind that I thought about when I was watching the show this weekend. So let's talk about it. Okay? Sit back, relax, and let's get ready to start the show. All right, welcome back. Again, this is Robin with Go With The Flow Podcast. If I didn't say that before, I'm saying it right now. We are picking up the episode. It begins with Yusha and Winter getting their kids together. They feel that their relationship is serious and that if they are to move forward, they need to feel comfortable together. The kids are super sweet and caring, like, you know, the Winter's two kids are super protective of her, and, you know, don't want to see their mom get hurt again. And then Yusha's daughter was like, listen, I'm not going to get into your business, but of course, you know, I want to see my dad happy. And you can tell they've done really well with their kids. It was really nice to see. I have some questions about where this falls in the timeline, because weren't you just acting like you was done with Yusha, but now you did this? I'm confused, you know, like, I don't know. I mean, relationships are not linear. Things go up and down, but it was just kind of like, so y'all cool or you not? Because introducing your kids to each other and, you know, all that, that's a big deal, you know? So I had some thoughts about that. I don't know. I thought she said she saw Yusha as a red flag. So I don't know. And she said something like, you know, I'm ready to move to the next phase. And he's like, no, I'm still in the honeymoon phase. I love the honeymoon phase. And she's like, you know, that's cool, but you're not where I am. And I'm confused in that whole situation. I don't know if it was just for another opportunity to have a scene on camera. I'm sorry. If you're listening to this and you hear little voices, that's my kids in the background. I'm hoping that they will quiet down, but if you hear it, I apologize. But we're going to keep pressing forward. And the next event, Joy's event planning, like putting together some last details for her birthday. And she just came back from a vacation she had with Clifton in Grenada. And Arena touches base. She comes while she's, you know, wrapping up details. She comes to touch base with Joy and, you know, asks who's invited to the party. She reveals she spoke with Ashley and that she did invite her to the party. However, she's not sure if things are good because Ashley sent Joy this long message in regards to a scene of the show. So I'm assuming, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry if you hear kid voices. She's not sure if things are good because Ashley sent Joy a long message in regards to a scene of the show. Like, I'm assuming when they're filming that they were watching scenes from season 2, maybe. I don't know. I was a little confused with that relay of messaging. But basically there was a scene in the show where Joy called Alicia messy and a sidekick, and that sent Ashley into a place. And it's just kind of like, you keep moving like the line, because it's like, it's okay for you to say whatever and ha 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 he he he, but the minute somebody says something about you or your squad, we're supposed to like get all bent out of shape. We're supposed to apologize profusely. And it's just kind of like, baby, you set the standard. You set this. You want to be the leader. You know what I'm saying? You want to be the leader of this, then you need to understand. If that's where you think you are, stay on your throne and just understand that shade goes both ways. Like, having a moment goes both ways. And if y'all made up, then aren't we trying to move forward? So whatever was said on camera before, unless it was a very extremely inflammatory or had some negative, you know, like kickback from that's affecting your life right now, why are we doing that? Like, are we cool or are we not cool? Like, I've experienced that or been mostly a witness to like a friendship like that, where it's just like, we're good, now we're not good. we're on and then we're not on. And I don't know what that is. I don't know if there's some deeper like way to understand that, but it's exhausting. Like either we're cool or we're not. No one wants to keep going up and down the roller coaster. So, I don't know. I just kind of felt like this scene, I don't know where it plays in real time. Like this scene that she said, what she said about Alicia, how far that is from where they were at present time while Joy was planning her party. But I just kind of feel like, I don't know, if you're trying to mend your friendship, are you really? I don't know. Like I was saying in my last episode, I just kind of feel like Ashley's on this ever-evolving trip to kind of push Joy and see what her breaking point is, you know what I'm saying? And I just kind of feel like even that, like, it's almost like I want you to come back at me. And then if nobody responds in the show, I could be like, yeah, you see this message where she went off on me. You know, like, I don't know. It's hard to know what's for real and what's, it's too many games. It's hard. It's hard. But I just don't like that. Like, you get to say whatever you want and nobody else gets to say anything. That's not how any of this works. You know? Ashley and Ashton in the next scene, her daughter go over the old dance outfits. That's when she reveals so she is a dance mom. And that a lot of times when she says she can't come, it's because she tells them that she has to help her daughter with dance. Which I thought was really I thought that was a little cute moment. But Quick comes home while they go through outfits. And you know, I'm not gonna front. I have to agree with Quick. Some of these outfits were really revealing for our little kids. And I always wonder when I see outfits, like, why does their belly have to be out? Like, why do they have to be dressed like this? They can still be cute and something that's a little more modest. Like, at least give them, you know, like when you see like majorettes and stuff, like they got pants on, but it might be like a cutout on the side or whatever. But it's like when it's little girls, why do we need that? You know, I know that it's flashy and it's just part of the culture, but I can understand not just him being a dad, even as a mom, I would be like, I mean, it's not that you don't look cute in it, but like, you know, it's a lot of skin, you know? I don't disagree with Quick on this one. Ashton's been in competition for the last 3 years, so you know the outfits aren't new. And Ashley said that, but apparently Quick has only come to, you know, a couple of shows because he's working a lot, you know, still working a lot. Quick and Ashley talk about Joy's party, and he's surprised that Ashley and Joy are cool. He references Joy not coming to the book event, and Ashley can't not be shady because she mentions that Joy, Clifton, and Carmen went to Grenada together. Apparently, the thing is, Carmen had a yacht and she invited Joy and Clifton on the trip as her guests or whatever. I'm believing that's what the whole details of it are. You know, it wasn't just the three of them. There were more people there. But anyway, that's where that throuple chitter chatter just keeps going, you know. Ashley states that she likes Joy and Quick says likes or liked. And then Ashley kind of stumbles. She kind of like it kind of knock her off her stance a little bit. And then she's like, you know, I don't dislike Joy. And it's just kind of like, why couldn't it be that you just, I don't know. It's almost like I'm seeing this thing with Ashley and Quick where Ashley is changing or she's trying to change. And I don't know if Quick is caught up to that. Like sometimes I almost feel like the mean girl trope, quote unquote, like Ashley may not even want to be that. You know what I'm saying? Like she may not even want to be that all the time, but it's something about Quick where he kind of like makes the flames bigger. He fans them flames because even the whole thing that with her and Joy that started from jump, it's because he says something about jealous, her being jealous. And I don't know if it's like I don't know if it's a turn on to see Ashley like go off on people, but something about it makes it go. I don't. It just. I wish I had the words for it, but it just don't. It don't sit right with me. Like you. It just felt like she adjusted her response for Quick. You know. It's. Do you want your wife to reside in pettiness? You know. Do you want her to move forward? That has nothing to do with the petties, just petty behavior. Do you want her to stay there or do you want her to move forward? You know, you've built a whole case of beef and dislike off of what? You know what I'm saying? Like, where are we going with this? So apparently, I think this is a callback to why Ashley went off while on vacay. Clifton, Joy, and Carmen are on social media and put the hashtag no sidekicks. So I guess that was, you know, I don't know who exactly put it up there, but that was supposed to be a callback to the whole Alicia Ashley thing. Or I don't know if it was validating that Carmen is not a sidekick. I don't know. Like, I don't know if what Ashley thought was actually, was that actually the case, or was it addressing Carmen? I don't know. I don't know if we'll get answers, you know. I don't know. So if it was a dig at Alicia, Ashley's best friend, then that was very passive aggressive. And that makes me side eye you like, Joy girl, come on now. I could see Clifton doing it a little bit, because he seemed like he would be like, I don't care. Like, but I don't know if y'all was drunk. I don't know. I don't know the context, so I don't know. But quick wants Ashley to drop Joy. He's still not with someone being friends and not liking their spouse. Like, there's, that's their big stance. You can't like me and not like my spouse. How do we move forward? Ashley has said that Quick is, you know, they're on the same page about that. It just feels like he's kind of guilt tripping her a little bit. And this is when I had my epiphany. I didn't say it in the last episode, but I remembered it, and I couldn't remember which episode I wrote the notes for. But like, does Quick want Ashley to be isolated from the cast, so she won't be on the show anymore? Like, I might be thinking about it too deep, but follow me here. Like, even what happened at the basketball suite, I kind of felt like you left, but you knew something was going to pop off. Now, either you're doing it to aid in whatever Ashley's foolishness is, like, you don't want to actually see it, but you know it's going to happen. But like, even with this whole Joy and Clifton thing, it's like, maybe you feel like you got to stand as they say now, stand on business, right? And so if she goes back and decides to like people, then it's going to make you look dumb. But it feels like he almost is okay with fanning the flame, feeding into the chaos, which would then ostracize Ashley. And honestly, if they can't come to peace, I don't think they're going to ever get rid of Ashley, because she would be considered kind of like the star of the show. I'm so sorry that you hear my children. But I'm going to keep going. But I don't know. It's given like, yeah, I want them to dislike you so much that maybe you won't do this anymore because I'm the star in the family. I don't know. I could be reaching, you know, hands across America. I could be reaching real far. But that's something that came to me. And I was just like, do you want your wife not to do this show anymore because it's inconvenient for you? Because your flaws are being put out there? Because someone got some beef on you? Because you just don't like seeing Ashley be the center of attention? I don't know. I don't know. Joy's getting ready for the party. Everyone arrives. It's not a full house, but people arrive. And Joy comes out in this outfit. And, you know, it was giving, I mean, basically she really just looked naked. Like, but it wasn't like, I don't know if it was just not enough strips of material. It was much more sheer than there was not sheer. But like, she was really excited about it. And like, I'm not gonna say it landed flat, but it wasn't like, I mean, it was a great way to showcase her body. But I would have preferred her just be in a bodysuit. She could have been in a sparkly bodysuit. She could have been in, you know, something to show off her body that was form-fitting, but not quite that. But look, she walked in confident. Her body was out of control, you know, in the best way possible. And, you know, she flaunted it. So, like, you like it? I love it. You know, would I do it? No, but you're not asking. You're not asking what I would do. This isn't about me. It's about you. So she had a big old smile plastered on her face, and that's what matters. Okay? Ashley arrives and gives Joy a card. And when I saw this moment between the two of them, I'm like, you two might actually be closer than Ashley and Arena. Like, Arena and Joy are super close. But when I saw Ashley and Joy joking with each other, I was like, what? You guys are actually, y'all got like good friend chemistry. So this is interesting to me. Like, if we get another season, I want to see more of what happens if they all try to mend the fence. You know what I'm saying? And be a crew again, because sometimes with friendships, some people be like, no, you my friend, you know, you can't be their friend, or you know, there's a little hint of jealousy because me and this person are close, but now you close to them, and I don't like feeling left out. I'm the chemistry with all three. It's starting to feel like Joy's gonna be the person that has to pull people together, and I want to see that play out. I want to see it. Give it to me, Carlos. Carlos King, make it happen. I want to see it. Arena, Ashley, and Winter discuss Carmen and how she had videos of her and Clifton without Joy on her page. They reference, I think it was Ashley who referenced Carmen as a blue-eyed devil and her being a sidekick. Oh, this sidekick thing. Carmen goes to the table, and Arena brings up the party is filling up and that, you know, it's a nice crowd. And I felt like, Arena, you were also being a little shady. You know, you were trying to hide it by like, what? It is a nice crowd. It's good. Because Carmen was kind of like, okay. She was like, but what it is for? Okay. And Arena's like, I see you. I see you throwing shade. And then I had a revelation about Carmen as well. They spoke with Carmen about Ready to Love and her being Clifton's number two. She lets them know she was not his number two and that she eliminated herself because she saw what was going on between Joy and Clifton. Arena talks about how she didn't know Carmen went out of town with the two of them recently, when I think they actually went out of town with her, but like that's semantics. They bring up people thinking they are a throuple, and Carmen brings up how the same throuple theory could be applied to Alicia, Ashley, and Quick. Carmen came ready. You know, I feel like Carmen came ready. Like, I think at one point, I don't know if it happened already. Yes, okay, it's about to happen. Ashley tried to pull Joy while the ladies are discussing this whole throuple situation. And Joyce, you know, she seems she wants them to hold it, because I gotta say hi to people. But also, like, it's her party, and I think she just wants to have a good time. Like, again, most people have been trying to avoid the drama. And Carmen goes on this whole, you know, thing about Joy leaving, you leaving me with these ladies. I don't know them like that. You leaving me here with them for the first time. And she feels like Joy and Clifton are too quiet when it comes to defending their throuple comments. And she doesn't like that it tarnishes her name and reputation. And that this is about her. This is about me and my reputation. And I'ma just say this. Like, if you can't see it, I don't know where you looking. Carmen wants to be on the show, period. She wants to be on TV, period. Does she give main character energy in her own story? 100%. I'm not gonna front. Carmen, you know, she gives very confident and all that stuff. But you knew when you posted up pictures of you and Clifton that it was gonna look away. I remember seeing those pictures and being like, so is Joy still involved? Because I was very invested in their relationship, and I was like, I see more of him and Carmen than I do of him and Joy. And I knew she was away in Mexico, but I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? You also knew all the way in the beginning of the season when you came in and you talked about the beard oil and you rubbed his beard like that. What woman wouldn't feel some kind of way? I don't care if you do business with me. If it's business, it ain't pleasure. So why are you rubbing his beard? Like, she did things that I feel she knew would prop her up in a way to make her interesting. Like, I don't think this is like a, oh, I was innocent. We're just friends. They invited me. I don't know why it looks this way. Y'all can't be saying that about me. I got a man. I think that's all a facade. I even think her staying close with Clifton and Joy, I'm not saying none of it's genuine, but I felt she knew staying connected to them or even helping to put them in the right places to be introduced to Jamie and Arena and Ashley and Quick. Like, I've seen her do an interview. I couldn't really listen to the whole thing, but for the stuff that I did listen to, because I was kind of aggravated. But the stuff that I did listen to, it's kind of like it's a lot of ego. Like, it was kind of like they said that it was their trip. It wasn't their trip. It was my trip. I invited y'all. You know, this is about me. Y'all are ruining my reputation. Or I, you know, me and Clifton talked about him approaching Jamie. You know, I helped make that happen. Guess what? Almost every person in this situation, y'all didn't naturally know each other. Monique and Winter, they were so supposedly friends. Then when the season comes up, Monique's like, I mean, we're cool, but we're not friends like that. That's probably a fact. Arena and Ashley, they weren't super close before. They knew of each other. They probably had been around each other, but they weren't cool like that, like that. They were building a friendship. It's kind of on the rocks right now. But you know what I'm saying? Like, all of y'all to a certain extent had relationships that were, you know, so-so, and you knew what you, who you had to be around or spend time with in order to strengthen the situation. And sometimes in the midst of that, you find, oh, this is a good friend. This is somebody that I like. But for Carmen to act like all this stuff is just happening to me and I don't understand, and, you know, basically saying like, I don't feel like y'all were puffing out y'all chest loud enough to let people know we're not a throuple. From what I've seen on TV, when people bring up that they're a throuple, multiple times they're like, that's not it. Don't even address it anymore. It's not like that. That's my friend. We are friends. She's upset because instead of them just saying that and denying it, she wanted them to be like, Carmen has a man. Okay, baby, I'm just gonna tell you, if we could go back in time and they said Carmen has a man, people would still think y'all got something going on. That would not have changed things. Once a seed is planted that you helped to plant and helped to water, people, their minds go free and crazy with what they think is happening. But your friend sat there and defended that you guys weren't a throuple, and that wasn't good enough for you. Now, unless there's something that we didn't see on camera and we missed, I'm very confused why you have all this heat for them. Now, y'all aren't even cool, and you've gone around basically, you know, not disparaging them at all, but like kind of gossiping about them, and even the whole like, I'm the reason that you got in this room, I'm the reason you built this friendship, blah 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 blah, and then you're upset that it took off. Just like Ashley was upset that Irena and Joy were actually close. I think she thought, if I cut off the blood supply with Joy, then maybe the two, or the air supply, however you want to say it, then maybe the two of them will break up and then I'll be center stage again. And that's not what happened. And she didn't like that. You introduced them. Okay, people introduce people all the time. Isn't that what you do in PR? You help to forge relationships forward. And guess what? Sometimes stuff takes off. So to me, it was giving a little jealousy. To me, it was giving a lack of accountability. That's my opinion from the outside looking in. I'm not saying I don't see why Carmen would be good on the show, because I get her energy. She, you know, she's down to, you know, go back and forth or whatever. But don't act like you're innocent in the situation. Don't do that. And don't say just because they didn't say you had a boyfriend that they don't really have your back. They had your back. That just wasn't enough for you. See, you and Ashley, y'all probably going to be real good until y'all not. Okay, because people got to prove too much to you to show their loyalty. It's exhausting. I'm exhausted watching it because it's just giving a lot of smoke being blown. Winter said something about her 2 cents. Sorry, I had to say it. I don't have no beef against her. I'm just saying, you're trying to act like you 3 steps ahead of everybody else, and you're not. Some people, but not everybody. And I'm one of them. Nope. Not falling for it. Ashley reveals that she believes that they are not a couple, and, you know, they only play it up for the cameras. Carmen says that's not true. She starts defending herself and talking about how she was invited on their trip. That's confusing too, because you went back in interviews and was like, that's my trip and they were invited. How dare they make it seem like it was their trip? I'm confused, Carmen. Which one is it? I don't know. Did I hear it wrong? Did I write it down wrong? Is that not what happened? I don't know. Irena asked how Carmen would feel if someone posted her man all over her page, and she said it wouldn't bother her, but I call BS. I call BS. Ashley was like, you told Joy to watch herself with me, and Carmen said that's because you're the head. Yeah. Okay. And Ashley liked that, child. She was like, go ahead and say what y'all got to say, because you already identify me as the head. Okay. I am the queen bee. So go on. Y'all can have it out. And even that moment, I was like, Carmen, I mean, she could be one who just thinks on her feet really well. And I mean, she's not completely wrong in a way, you know, but she set something afire because Irena and Winter were like, the boss of who? Not the boss of me. Mm-mm, no, 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 ma'am. No, ma'am, Pam. Okay. No, cut that. Use a hot. Yeah. Okay. Carmen feels, you know, that's how she felt. Or maybe she was just, you know, lighting a match and just saw what happened. You know, she was giving, waiting to exhale. Let's just put it in the car and see it all go in flames. I don't know. But I wouldn't be surprised if we see her next season. Even her beef with Joy and Clifton, she's so calculated in my mind that I wouldn't even know if she's making this beef to give her a storyline. I don't know. Anyway, Joy gives a speech thanking everybody to come to the party. Then, she deems the party a success because guess what? Sometimes it is about quality over quantity. They could have hired extras and had a whole bunch of people in the room, and these people are not like really that really cool for real, for real, for real. And it would have been a waste of time. So I'm not gonna hold you. I understand. Maybe you could have got a smaller venue, but like you had people who really care about you and ride for you, and that's what matters the most. So that was that. And there was just one moment where Clifton comes up there to stand beside her, and he was he got the mic, and I thought he was gonna say something like, happy birthday to my honey bunny, I love you, you look beautiful. Like he said a little something, but then he also was like, you old now, or something like that. And she's like, well, you older than me. But it was just kind of like, if you're not up there to support her and boost her head up, then why are you here? Clifton, get back out here with the people. You don't have to stand up there next to her if you're not gonna say something supportive. I see little moments sometimes where I'm like, y'all are still newlyweds and y'all still, but I didn't like that. It didn't sit well with me. Just stay in the crowd if you're not gonna say something to boost my head up. You know what I'm saying? Because it's her birthday. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, if you listen this far, I so deeply appreciate you. This episode was really good. I thought it was a good episode. And now this is finally coming to a close. I think next episode we get the finale and we get the first part of the reunion. And shout out, I heard the reunion was crazy. So we'll see how it goes. If you listen this far and you like what I do, you like my commentary or my point of view, and you have someone who likes Love and Marriage DC but never catches the episode or doesn't have OWN anymore, and they want to listen to my feedback or whatever, share it, okay? Go on Spotify and rate it and talk about if you enjoyed it or not. And if you don't enjoy it, keep it to yourself. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to send me feedback, you can send that at GOWTFpodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's GOWTFpodcast@gmail.com. My name is Robin. I appreciate you. And until next time, goodbye.